Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and it's the 15th of March. And I am recording at 9:39 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time, here in what was sunny London earlier today. Not quite so sunny for the markets. A little subdued, a little bit overbought in here right now. And let's just run through them very quickly. First, the Asia-Pacific indices. Well, pretty much all lower. And the exceptions are the Chinese CSI. This is this mainland CSI 300 index, which I seldom mention. Was up a third of a point almost. And the Shenzhen Composite, which was up smaller, less than a fifth of a percentage point. Everything else was down, and among the bigger declines, the Shenzhen Composite, the Hang Seng China Enterprise Index, Taiwan, that's probably the biggest, down 1.5%. The Australian market was down over 1.4%. Again, declines of just over 1% in the India indices. So all soft. And then looking at the European stock markets, same story. And some of the declines were paired a little bit compared with their opening levels, or shortly after the openings, and that include Germany, which halved its overall decline, but still down over 0.5%. But the bigger hits were in Spain, down 1.69%. That was the biggest. Italy down over 1.1%. Sweden down over 1.4%. And the UK market down over 0.5%. Euro Stoxx 50 down 4/5 of a percentage point. Now, in comparison, Wall Street put in almost a bravura performance. We had losses throughout the day, and then they were pegged back here with the Dow closing out here, and that's just up a small fraction, 22 points. But again, near the high of the day. Well, all the indices were near the high of the day, but the S&P was a little lower, almost a fifth of a percentage point, and the NASDAQ the NASDAQ Composite Index was down nearly half of a percentage point. And what I should mention is that, all these other indices, Canada, Mexico down over 1%, Brazil over 3.5%. So generally, stock markets quite weak. Well, what's the background here overall? Certainly are short-term overbought conditions following a pretty good technical rally that probably owed more to short covering, in my guess, than almost anything else, because bear traders had been exceptionally aggressive in January and early February. But I think that January effect, as no doubt those bear traders would have hoped, traumatized a lot of investors, and it's not surprising when you get Wall Street getting what reportedly was its worst opening month ever. I'm taking their word for that, but that's been widely commented on, that worst ever start to the year. You know, that's kind of a reality check for not just investors, and it certainly is a reality check for investors, and it looks grim on the charts when that happens. But it also is going to make business more cautious. And away from the stock market, it will make consumers a little more cautious. Now, consumers started off the year in a bit of an ebullient mood, particularly in the U.S. They had the low oil price and year-end sales and so on. So there was quite a robust opening to the year in terms of consumer spending, but that soon played out. And then with the low oil situation, not everybody is going out and spending that money. They're spending some of it, and they're going a little bit more to restaurants, and that's certainly understandable, but they also paid down some bills with that, and they're just being a little bit more cautious for the most part. Now, that's really a favorable background over the medium to longer term. But if you have a generally cautious attitude on the part of investors, on the part of corporate managers, and on the part of consumers, then you're going to get slow growth. And I'm leading in my written copy here with a report about Morgan Stanley warning that the global recession risk has risen to, for this year, the global recession risk has risen to 30%. Well, that 30% is not that high, and obviously it means that there's a 70% chance that we don't get any recession here this year. And even if we did get a, I will describe it as a technical recession. I noticed in terms of global recessions, and I didn't know this previously, you probably did, but that growth of, let me just, I think it's a growth of, is it 2.5%? I think growth of 2.5% is regarded as a recession. Now that's quite astonishing. Because there are a lot of companies, or countries rather, that would kill for a GDP growth rate of 2.5%. And not hard to prepare a list of those companies. But as part and parcel of that, we're going to see there, according to Morgan Stanley, we're going to see somewhat slower growth within the USA this year overall. So, what's it like? Well, it's markets maybe in a bit of a funk here overall. We're likely to get more ranging overall. It's something that I've been saying for a while now, and I think it's very likely to be the case until some catalyst comes along that either flips markets higher or has the opposite effect overall. Certainly there are a lot of points that people are worrying about. They're still worrying about China, although maybe the worst of those concerns are behind us now, or the worst of China's problems that we've been experiencing, or seeing China experience over the last 6 months to a year, that they look certainly a little less alarming, a little less daunting in here today, in my opinion. But then there's the ongoing euro saga, permanent crisis here, this grossly mismanaged region. There's the UK Brexit issue. There's the Middle East conflicts. There's a lot of things that are actually worrying people here overall, and those are going to be around for a while. So my view on stock markets, I certainly don't think one needs to be entirely out of markets, but I think it's very much a buy after the shakeouts and lighten a bit on the rallies, and to be a little cautious in here right now, because we have seen some pretty good rallies, and they have lost upside momentum. And so we could easily see some profit taking. We could easily see a bit of a pullback. Okay, what else is going on here? The government bonds. Well, the yield picked up. It was lower this morning, down to 1.92 at one stage, but was trading just a few moments ago at 1.969, so nearly 1.97. The VIX also dipped a little further, 16.84. So not a bad reading there. Reasonably relaxed overall. And looking at precious metals, still a little more profit taking. The palladium is down to $2, and that's at 570 and change. Silver down 23 cents to 1529, and platinum is, let me just find it. Platinum down $5.60. That's at 559 and change, nearly 960, 959.8 is the exact level. Gold bullion very slightly lower at 1231 and change, nearly 1232. Agricultural commodities mostly a little bit lower. An exception is white sugar, which is slightly higher, but coffee clearly lower. Grains, soybeans, corn, wheat, a little lower. Crude oil, lower. The Brent is currently at 39. That's come off the low. It was down at 38.2, and the WTI is down 84 cents to 36.34, but it had been lower in here earlier today. But again, still reacting to that overbought condition, and particularly after the Brent got up to that psychological $40 a barrel level. So again, a little bit subdued, a little bit cautious, nervous markets, perhaps, and understandably so. And currencies, last point, I didn't mention those, which they're important. The dollar index is a fraction steadier at 96.65. The emerging market currencies, including the resources producers, their currencies, which of course had enjoyed a rally while oil was moving up and other commodities were firming, their currencies are weakening in here a bit today. Nothing too nothing too dramatic, but clearly a little bit of softening. And the euro down a fraction, 1.1107, and the Australian dollar almost unchanged at 1.7461. And sterling is also almost unchanged, 1.4152. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.